Unbound Feet Productions presents a film written, directed and produced by Emily Ting, already tomorrow in Hong Kong. Starring Jamie Chung as Ruby and Brian Greenberg as Josh, Richard Eng as the fortune teller. Original music by Timo Chen. Audio described by Therese Birch. An attraction forms when a Chinese-American girl visiting Hong Kong for the first time runs into an American expat who shows her around. But the timing of their meeting may not be auspicious. Coming into focus, an aerial view of Hong Kong at night, brightly lit skyscrapers by the harbour, neon signs in English and Chinese strung across a street, packed with people and slow-moving traffic. A large group of pedestrians surges across a main road in the city centre. Double-decker buses on busy streets, a crowded pavement. In summer clothing, young people out on the street. A young couple hand in hand walk down steps. A smart open-air rooftop restaurant across the harbour from brightly lit skyscrapers. A taxi passes a small open-fronted bar. A good-looking young man in shirt and tie, Josh, smokes at the foot of a flight of stairs outside a bar. He taps ash into an ashtray at a high table next to him. He looks up, then turns to look over his shoulder at revelers in the bar. He shakes his head impatiently. A girl walks past on the phone.
Hold on, I can't hear you. Okay, that's better. Where are you guys? No, I don't know where that is. I don't have GPS on this phone. But can you just give me directions from here? Hello?
Josh looks over at the girl.
Shit. Come on.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm just...
Couldn't help but...
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I lost my friends. And I have no reception, so...
Where are you headed? Lan Kwai Fan.
Yeah.
You need directions?
Yeah, that'd be great. I don't have GPS on my phone. So
yeah, I heard. So it's easy. You just walk down these stairs here.
Okay.
Okay. Take a right on Elgin.
Okay.
Then you go till you hit the escalators.
Escalators.
Yeah, the mid-level escalators.
Okay. What building?
No, they're outside.
Oh, like in the middle of the street?
Yeah, it's one of Hong Kong's most famous sites, the mid-level escalators. It's in all the guidebooks.
So oh,
the mid-level escalators.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you go up two blocks, you take a right on Hollywood.
You know, I think I'll just ask someone when I get off the escalators.
Are you sure?
Thanks. Yeah.
I mean, I can walk you there.
No. Thanks, though.
Yeah. Okay. Down to the right.
The attractive long-haired girl, Ruby, dressed in a simple green long-sleeved top and blue and white floral shorts, leaves. Josh looks over his shoulder at the noisy crowd in the bar. He looks down with a troubled expression as he finishes his cigarette. He starts to smile as Ruby returns, climbing the steps towards him, looking defeated.
You lost already?
Yeah, you know, it's just pretty confusing down there.
But my offer still stands.
She looks undecided and glances at the bar.
Are you sure I'm not taking you away from anything?
It's fine. It's a big birthday party. I doubt anyone will miss me for 5 minutes. Let me just text somebody.
Ruby bows her head.
Okay. Good to go.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Don't miss it.
They walk away from the bar, then descend steps, side by side.
I'm Ruby, by the way.
Nice to meet you, Ruby, by the way. I'm Josh.
Hey.
First time in Hong Kong?
Yes, it is. I'm guessing it's not yours.
No, I live here. Where are you from?
California.
Oh, cool. San Francisco?
Nope, LA.
Oh.
And where are you from?
New York.
Oh.
What?
I think it's just so cliche for New Yorkers to hit on LA. So have you ever been?
Nah, I never saw the need.
What, you got something against nice weather?
See, there's something very wrong with your city when the only good thing you have going for it is the weather.
Okay, that's not the only nice thing.
Yeah, I guess. If you like earthquakes. So this is Soho.
Just like New York.
And London.
Buenos Aires.
Apparently you're not a major city unless you have a Soho.
What does this Soho stand for?
South of Hollywood.
I wonder why LA hasn't jumped on that bandwagon. Don't even start.
So what brings you to Hong Kong?
Work.
What do you do?
I design toys.
Oh, that's cool. What kind?
Have you ever seen those stuffed animals that sing and dance?
My niece is obsessed with this one toy. It's a beaver, but it
sings.
Justin
Bieber.
Justin.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I designed that.
What?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Thanks.
She's obsessed with one toy and you designed it.
Apparently.
What else you got?
Let's see. I have Moves Like Jagger. It's a cow. Lady Baba.
A sheep?
Mm-hmm.
Where can I get one of these?
I don't know. If I see you next time, I'll just give you one.
Are you planning on getting lost around here in the near future?
Well, now I know who to call.
You don't even know if I'm taking you to the right place.
Yeah. My mother did warn me about talking to random strangers in a foreign city.
Such oddly specific advice.
She's like that. She's like a fortune cookie.
They walk past crowds of people outside shops and bars.
So these are the famous mid-level escalators.
You ready for the ride of your life?
Let's do it.
They step onto an escalator standing side by side. They pass a couple outside a bar, both on the phone.
Technology strikes again.
What do you mean?
They're on a date and they're just on their phones.
Yeah, well maybe they've been going out for a long time and they just ran out of things to say to each other.
No way. They're on their third date at most.
How do you know?
The way they're dressed.
I'm sorry, what are you talking about? What were you saying?
He pretends to use his phone. They get off the escalator.
Oh, wait. So, actually, make a left here.
Yeah, we go down here, and then we go down Peel.
Okay. Right, you know what? I'm going to be okay. I don't want to take up any more of your time.
Yeah, I guess I should get back.
Cool, nice to meet you.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you, too.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.
They shake hands, smile coyly, and separate. She glances over her shoulder at him.
Hey, you know what? Another 10 minutes, it's not gonna hurt.
Really?
Yeah, I should make sure you get that.
What a gentleman.
No, I just don't want to be accused of anything in case you go missing. Wow, that was really creepy. I'm sorry.
So creepy.
Sorry. I take it too far.
They walk up a hill on a wide, empty pavement.
So, what do you do here in Hong Kong?
Nothing as exciting as designing toys, that's for sure.
Come on, what do you do?
I don't want to bore you.
All right, I'll guess then. You're an expat in Hong Kong, so I'm thinking trust fund, maybe?
What? Jesus, no.
All right, so you're in finance.
I know we're not the most popular people in the world right now.
Oh, I feel so sorry for you.
Trust me, I'd rather be doing something creative like you.
Like what?
Like writing, actually.
Oh, what'd you study in college?
I was a double major. I studied business and English lit. Yeah.
So what happened?
I guess my practical side won out. I got my MBA. But now, whenever anybody asks me what I do for a living, I feel the need to follow it up with. But I did study literature in college.
Yeah, I get that. It's not like I went to school to design toys.
How did you become a toy designer?
Well, out of design school, I thought I was going to be the next Vera Wang, but I quickly realized that it is much easier finding a job designing toys.
Still want to do something with fashion?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, but instead of designing my own label, I think I'd love to own my own boutique and be able to curate all my own pieces.
You got pretty good style. What's up in you?
Thanks. Student loans, rent, the need to eat on a regular basis.
Eating is highly overrated.
Huh. coming from a guy who probably has caviar for breakfast.
No, I have cocaine for breakfast. Caviar is like a late afternoon snack.
So, do you still write on the side?
I'm working on a novel.
Oh, you're a novelist.
I think you have to finish the book before you call yourself a novelist, but kind of.
What's it called?
Do you really want to know?
I just keep asking you questions because I love hearing the sound of my own voice.
Kind of sassy, you know that?
Side by side, they cross a road and descend steps.
So?
It's called Living on Hong Kong Time.
You mean living on jet lag time?
I had this boss when I was living in New York, and he said, let's hustle, people, it's already tomorrow in Hong Kong. And that phrase like really stuck with me because it's so fast paced here. It really is already tomorrow.
Guess what?
It's
still yesterday in LA.
It's funny. It's probably very true too.
I think if you gave it a solid chance, you'd really like it there.
Yeah, I hear the weather's amazing.
So what's it about?
It's a far-fetched story about an American expat living in Hong Kong and all his misadventures.
I've always been intrigued with expats.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, they always gave the impression that living abroad is so glamorous, but when my grandparents immigrated to the States from Hong Kong, their journey was anything but glamorous. Huh. And what makes them immigrants and you expats?
Well, I guess expats are living abroad temporarily and an immigrant is there to stay.
Okay. So how long have you been in Hong Kong?
10 years.
Do you have any plans to move back to New York anytime soon?
Nope.
Okay. So, a white investment banker living abroad is an expat, and a Chinese restaurant worker living in Arcadia is an immigrant?
I guess I never really thought about it that way.
Yeah. It's just kind of ironic that, like, my grandparents worked so hard to give us a better life in the States, and yet, here we are, we're all just flocking back to Asia.
It's like most of my friends here.
It's the Far East movement. This is really pretty.
Yeah, so these are like the last four remaining gas lamps in the city.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
This is the first Starbucks in Hong Kong.
Try that. Ready?
Let's try.
Do you guys are going to take a photo for you?
Yeah, that'd be so great. Thanks.
Yeah,
so
no worries. Cake. Cheese. There you go. Thanks
again. Want a photo?
No,
yeah,
we just met.
Let's get a photo. Come on. That'll be fun.
Sure.
By the gas lamps. Thanks.
Say cheese.
Cheese.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Great.
All right, you guys
thank
have a good
you.
Night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
It's pretty cute.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I mean, I look good.
I was just going to say, you messed up the shot.
I messed up the shot.
A double-decker tram rounds a bend. Passengers on the top deck of the tram. Ruby and Josh on a pedestrian crossing, passing three red and white cabs stopped at traffic lights. Skyscrapers lit up. Ruby twirls round looking up at the tall buildings. Josh raises his arm. They stop. He looks up at a brightly lit skyscraper. He points.
See that?
Yeah.
That's my office right there.
Oh, you work inside the Bank of China building?
No, this is the HSBC building. That right there, that's the Bank of China building.
Oh.
Please let me buy you a guidebook.
It almost makes it worth being a banker.
All those lights on in the offices, it's 11 o'clock on a Friday night. Those are all people working. It's not as glamorous as it looks.
Guess not. So how long have you been in finance for?
Basically the entire time that I've lived here.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Do you not like it very much?
Well, it's all fun and games until someone triggers a global recession.
Yeah, let's do it. Cheese.
They posed behind a couple being photographed on a large spiral staircase. Crowds of pedestrians. A woman finds a busker playing guitar. A homeless woman sits on a duvet on a crowded pavement. Ruby and Josh descend steps.
Not to be confused with Dragon's Back, which is a hike.
Okay.
I should write a tour guide book.
Yeah, you should. Pretty knowledgeable.
And this is Long Quai Phong, right across the street.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised you got me here in one piece.
Oh, you're surprised?
Yeah.
Hey, whoa, whoa.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, I'm not.
It's all right.
Whew, I'm not used to people driving on the wrong side of the road.
Well, here, it's the right side. Come on.
He walks across the street with her.
Oh, you saved me.
Saved your life.
Thank you.
Yeah. You owe me.
They enter the busy Lan Kwai Fong area, packed with restaurants and bars and crowded with revelers. A group pose for a photo. A man walks along, head bowed, arms around two girls. Josh and smiling Ruby make their way through the crowds of people.
This is crazy!
Yeah, it's pretty much like this every night. So what bar are your friends at?
Club 97.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh God, that's right around here.
Oh God.
Yeah, now I remember why I never come here. Totally insane, I know. And all right, you see that? That neon sign, the purple neon sign.
Hey, Josh. I had a really great time getting lost with you tonight.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, like, I'm going to see my friends in the morning, and I was thinking maybe we could just grab a drink together instead.
Oh,
Or not, if you have to go.
No, yeah. I'd love to grab a drink.
Awesome. Should we just go to one of these joints?
Like no, these are cheesy tourist places. You don't want this.
Okay, so where do you want to go?
Let's get out of the depths of hell. Come on.
A small local bar and restaurant. Josh leads the way downstairs to the basement bar.
Oh, wow, this is great.
More speed, right?
Yeah.
Sure this isn't too civilized for you?
She smiles. They sit at the bar.
Well, if you hate it so much, why don't you just quit?
Okay. What would I do for money?
Write?
It's a hobby. No one's gonna pay me to write.
Wow. How can you feel with that kind of attitude?
Well, I did tell myself at the 8-year mark I was gonna quit. But it's hard, you know? You get accustomed to a certain lifestyle.
Yeah. Sex, drugs, and Gucci suits.
It's actually sex, drugs, and number crunching. But okay. It's close. I keep telling myself every year, this is the year I'm gonna save enough money. But at the end of the year,
you get that bonus check and then you're sucked right back in.
Got those high class problems, huh?
You gotta suck it up. You gotta stop being a wuss. I mean, when are you 100% ready, ever ready to do anything? You know, you've worked so hard for this safety net, so if you wanna take some time off to write this book, then you've earned that.
You're absolutely right.
I'm always right.
She sips her drink. He laughs.
Excuse me. My name is ladies' room.
Yeah.
Josh looks thoughtful. In the ladies, Ruby looks at herself in the mirror and exhales. She smiles and shakes her head. At the bar, Josh seems lost in thought until he looks at his phone.
Hey.
Ruby applies lipstick with a finger. She smiles at her reflection.
I'll see you soon. Okay. Bye.
Hey.
Hey.
Ready for another round?
I would love to, but actually, I need to get back to the party.
Okay, I get it. Your friend's probably waiting.
Yeah, and my girlfriend's there, too, so.
Your girlfriend?
Probably she'll get back.
Ruby seems shocked, then smiles and shakes her head. She looks down. Josh seems uncomfortable as he waits for her response.
Yeah.
She forces a smile.
Thanks for the drinks.
Wait, Ruby. Ruby. Hold on, Ruby.
Yeah.
You okay?
Of course I am. Why wouldn't I be?
You sure?
She nods, then clenches her fists.
Let me just get this right. You left your girlfriend at a bar so you can come to another bar with another girl.
It was a big birthday party. It's not like I left her alone.
Oh, okay. That totally makes it okay then.
I could have lied to you right now, but I didn't.
No, you should have just told me earlier.
What was I supposed to say? Oh, sure. I'll walk you to your friends, but by the way, I have a girlfriend.
Nice.
I didn't ask you if you have a boyfriend. Do you have a boyfriend?
No, because if I did, I wouldn't be here right now.
I wasn't planning this, okay? I don't do this type of thing ever. I'm trying to apologize. If I misled you in any way, I'm sorry.
It's fine. I'm leaving tomorrow. Don't even worry about it.
Well, I mean, should we exchange contact information now? Or how does this, what do we do? I don't know, how does this work?
Really? God, I feel really bad for your girlfriend.
Don't, okay? This was such innocent stuff compared to what she was doing back at the bar. She was flirting with a bunch of Aussies, taking shots, completely embarrassing.
Ruby frowns at him.
Whose birthday was it?
He covers his eyes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
This night okay. Just gets better and better.
That sounds worse than it really is.
You know, I have to say, thank you for a really interesting night.
She leaves the bar. John remains and sighs. He turns, hands on hips, and shakes his head. Fade to black. Speeded up, dawn breaks over the harbour. Clouds race across a blue sky over Hong Kong's skyscrapers. Pedestrians cross a busy street. Hong Kong at night. Speeded up traffic. Daytime, speeded up traffic. Nighttime, neon signs over a busy street. Daytime, clouds over the buildings by the harbour, night falls, river traffic. Caption, sometime next year, nighttime, the exterior of a ferry building. Crowds descend steps to the upper deck entrance. Passengers queue to buy tickets from machines. Josh, now bearded and wearing a casual check shirt, walks through the terminal with a canvas bag over his shoulder. He passes a sign for the Star Ferry number 7. The double-decker ferry leaves the terminal. The ferry glides past skyscrapers lit up. Josh is seated on the ferry reading a book titled Mikami. He shuts the book and looks over at a woman leaning on the rail of the deck, looking out at the water. He seems uncertain of himself as he looks down at his book. He stands up and walks over to the woman.
Ruby?
Ruby looks at him.
Hey.
Wow, I can't believe that it's you. How
how are you?
I'm good.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
What are you doing here?
I'm just picking up some clothes in Kowloon.
No, I mean, what are you doing in Hong Kong?
Oh, I actually live here now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a promotion.
Well, congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, the trade-off was I had to come live here for a year, so here I am.
I can't believe you live here in Hong Kong?
I'm sorry, should I have notified you first?
Yeah, I thought the next time we were going to see each other, you were going to give me a Lady Baba.
Oh, God, I really hope you weren't holding your breath since last year.
You know, I should apologize about last year, about...
Don't even worry about it. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
No, I was kind of a jerk.
Yes, you were. Big jerk.
All right.
God, I have to know, how mad was your girlfriend when you finally showed up to that bar?
Yeah. Well, she wasn't happy.
I bet. And did you guys work things out?
Are you asking if we're still together?
Nah, why don't we just hang out for a couple hours and then you can just surprise me later? It's more dramatic that
way. Yeah, fair enough. I deserve that. Yes, we're still together.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
She looks out at the water. He watches her.
So how about you? Are you seeing anyone?
Yeah, I am.
What? You let me ride the ferry with you this whole time. You didn't mention not once that you had a boyfriend?
Yeah, I guess we're even now.
Did you meet him here? Or?
No, back in L.A. He's in L.A.
So it's long distance, huh?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, well, you know, I'm only doing this for a year, so figured if we can weather this, we can weather anything.
I'm sorry, I can't believe I never ride the ferry. This is crazy.
It's weird.
It's weird, right?
It's weird. I'd never go to Kowloon.
She laughs and gazes out at the water. She nods. Her smile fades. She takes her phone out of her bag and looks at it.
So it was really good running into you.
Yeah.
I'm really glad we got to catch up.
Definitely.
So, where are you off to now?
I'm picking up clothes.
Oh, right. Where?
Chunky Mansion.
You need me to come with you?
No, I think I can handle it.
You sure?
Yep. Got GPS now.
No, I mean, that's a sketchy area.
Really?
Look, I think your boyfriend would want me to go with you.
Uh-huh.
I'd be doing him a solid, minding the perimeter and shit.
She smiles and shrugs.
Okay. Whatever. If you must.
It's this way.
Yeah, I just thought I'd drop something
back there.
He follows her as she walks away. Nighttime, a busy street, a crowded pavement. Crowds cross a street in front of a bus, a group of men in conversation. Josh and Ruby cross a road.
I want to sing you a song about me and you went to Kowloon Tong. We have to be very strong if we want to do something.
Josh and Ruby walk through the crowds. Inside a scruffy building, they pass a man in a hoodie.
Is she that guy?
Huh?
That guy, the bleeding guy.
What are you talking about?
Are you sure I'm in the right place? Because most of these tailor shops are on the ground floor.
Yeah, we're right here. Sorry. I'm here to pick up a suit.
She gives the tailor a note.
You didn't see that guy?
The tailor holds up his hand.
Okay.
Baba, lei bong ta ni hoi ben do a?
Mei da wo.
Lei bong me a?
Lei wang guo ye ma.
Ni ge ni dou. O mo gong guo wo, o qiu lei ni ge la bai mei hai zuo hou a.
Ha ge lei bai lei a.
So this is suit for.
Are we picking up a suit for your boyfriend?
You said you wanted to come.
What's his name?
Suit not ready.
Wait, what?
Suit not ready next
week.
No.
I called this morning and you said it'd be done today.
Sorry, suit not ready. Next week, come back. Okay, la.
Chong yu bezi koi.
Kai cho tong go peng ga wo. O chang mu dao chin.
Bazi. Okay. Your suit will be ready this weekend, and you're getting a 15% discount.
What?
Mungwasai.
Thank you. What was that?
What?
That was amazing.
Wait, I didn't know you could speak Cantonese so well.
Yeah, I told you I'd come in handy.
It's so weird watching you speak Chinese.
It's weird watching you speak English.
Whatever, that's different.
How is it different?
It's different because I grew up in the States.
Well, I spent the last 10 years of my life here.
Still weird. No, only because I don't speak any Chinese.
Yeah. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I don't speak a lick of Yiddish. My grandmother thinks that's Mishugana.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, I should probably get going.
Yeah.
But thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Hey, I gotta be at this thing in a few hours, but I got some time to kill.
Oh, no.
You don't even know what I was gonna say.
Yeah, it started to sound eerily familiar.
One drink. Totally platonic.
She nods and grimaces.
Okay, fine. But only because you got my boyfriend a discount.
That's all it takes?
My boyfriend.
Yeah.
Really good discount.
They cross a wide street. They're in a rooftop bar.
I mean, look at this view.
Is this where you take all the ladies?
When I'm not haggling for their boyfriend's menswear, yes. This is where I take the ladies.
God, it's super swanky.
Don't worry, I'll pay for it.
Using the good old expense account?
I wish.
You know, technically it's okay because I'm now officially a customer of HSBC, so you can totally write it off.
Well, I don't have an expense account. I quit my job.
What?
Yeah.
When?
Right after I met this sassy girl from LA.
No, you actually took me seriously?
I'm a pauper now because of you.
And you're making me feel bad?
Oh. You want a drink?
Yeah, hi.
What can I get for you?
I'll take a glass of rosé, please.
Vodka Red Bull?
Can I have a credit card?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, here, you know what? Here, I'll get it. No, seriously.
No,
it's my
treat.
No, you got it last time.
That's a first. Girl buying me a drink in Hong Kong.
So you don't have an office anymore. That's weird.
No, don't have an office. Uh-huh. Don't have a secretary. Mm-hmm. Just work at home.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to this. Even though I only said one drink. But I'm just trying my best to treat it like a day job, you know?
What do you mean?
Like I clock in at the same time every day, you know, I put the hours in.
Good. And do you ever get writer's block?
I read somewhere that if you block, that just means you're writing about the wrong things.
Okay. It looks like someone's been Googling quotes about writer's block instead of actually writing.
Busted. I mean, who knows what will happen, how many unpublished books are out there just waiting to be ignored.
Don't do that. You should be proud of yourself. You took a chance, and you went for it. You know, you're never gonna have to look back and wonder what if.
Thanks.
He picks up his drink.
You know, I always knew we'd be great friends someday.
Don't get too ahead of yourself. See how the rest of the night pans out first.
No way. I'm not taking that risk.
What are you doing?
I'm Facebooking you.
No.
What is your last name?
What is it?
It's Lynn.
Ruby Lynn?
Yes, it is.
I like that. Lynn. Okay. Is that you?
Yep.
Get back.
He puts down his phone, grinning mischievously. She picks up hers.
Facebook friend request from Joshua Rosenberg. Your last name is Rosenberg?
It is.
Be any more Jewish?
Could you be any more racist?
I'm just joshing you.
Okay, we're not gonna say that joke again. That's an awful joke.
I've been waiting all night to say that.
That's an. This is the part where you hit the accept button.
I don't know about that. Just don't know if our relationship is ready to be taken to the next level yet.
Okay, this is the part where you hit the button. You just hit the button.
I'm gonna think about it.
What? Really?
Yeah, really. Excuse me. There's the ladies' room.
She stands up, then grabs her phone and leaves the table.
So cold.
He smiles to himself, then shakes his head. She looks at her phone in the ladies and checks out pictures of Josh. She smiles. Her smile fades when she sees a photo of Josh with his arm around his Chinese girlfriend. She sighs. Josh sips his drink and looks at the view from the rooftop. He checks his phone and smiles.
Ready to go?
Can't wait to stalk you on Facebook later.
Stalking is okay. Poking is not allowed.
He laughs. They leave the table. Josh grabs his shoulder bag. Blurry lights. Tourists take photos by the harbour and pose by a giant film clapperboard with Avenue of Stars on it. Josh and Ruby walk alongside the water.
In this skyline, they go all in on the light show. It's easy to see why people fall in love with it.
Yeah.
But?
I just don't think that I'm in love with it yet.
No?
No. Huh. All right, let me just bitch about a couple of things, and I'll never bring it up ever again.
Okay, hit me.
I just think the people here are a little superficial. Like, they only care about money or the perception of having money.
Not everyone.
For example, our company receptionist has multiple Louis Vuitton purses. And I know for a fact, even though it's none of my business, that just one of those purses costs more than her monthly salary.
Well, yeah, she's got her priorities straight.
She doesn't even have her own apartment. She lives with her parents.
That's
she's 35.
That's a cultural thing, though. And when you're saving money on rent, you can buy purses.
Always raining at the worst times possible. And there's like a random typhoon every other week.
But if it's a Signal 8, you get off work.
I miss Netflix.
Just run a VPN program.
And the Mexican food? Ooh, not good.
Yeah, okay, that one, I'll give you.
I mean, we live in a major cosmopolitan city, and yet they still make nachos with Doritos and yogurt.
Ruby, stop. Will you look at this? Look at this. You're harping about nachos? Really?
I know, but aren't there just some foods that you miss from back home?
Yeah, miss a good slice every now and then. But dim sum? So much better.
Maybe I'm just homesick.
Maybe you just haven't been to the right places.
Like where?
Are you hungry?
I'm always hungry.
All right, I'm gonna take you where the locals eat.
Okay, there's just one thing. I can't eat chicken feet. Like, I've tried, I've just looked at it,
all right.
I can't do it.
We'll save that for another time when you're ready.
Okay.
I'm gonna take you to the best seafood spot in Jordan.
All right. Are you paying?
Yeah, it's cheap. I got this.
The ferry is on the water behind them. Ruby and Josh climb on a bus. They sit on the back seat of the top deck of the bus.
One that I always think about is like the envelope, like the little window on the envelope.
Oh, the window on the envelope? I'm more into the, like...
She looks at another couple.
What?
Nothing. Sorry.
Look, don't... Can you stop being so judgmental?
I'm not.
You don't know if they're the couple. They could be like coworkers or something.
I'm just... Really? Do you do that with your coworkers? Oh,
yes. Actually, that's a cultural thing here as well that you will become accustomed to.
Do you think anyone thinks anything of us when they see us together?
I don't think that.
Really?
No.
No? You don't think that people assume that I'm a gold digger?
A gold digger?
Yeah.
No, if anything, you're employed. And you make more money than me, so they probably think you're my sugar mom.
I mean, obviously, I make more money than you, but they don't know that.
Obviously.
They don't know that. I know I'm being super judgmental. I apologize, but I can't help it. I see couples like this, and I make assumptions. And I hate that I perpetuate the stereotype even further by dating a white guy.
What?
What?
Greg's a white guy.
Who's Greg?
Oh, he's your boyfriend. You never told me his name, so I just gave him one.
Yeah, Greg. I like that name. Yeah, Greg's a white guy.
So you're one of those Asian girls, huh?
What?
Yeah. You only date white guys?
I do not only date white guys.
Really?
How? The majority have been white, but it's not on purpose. It's totally coincidental.
No, it's okay.
I've had a few Asian girlfriends, and then suddenly, like, I'm the white guy with an Asian fetish. I fucking hate that. You gotta get used to couples like this. It's Hong Kong.
I know.
It's East meets West. They're everywhere.
You're right. All right. There's this couple in my office. He's a white guy, and he's married to this beautiful Chinese woman. And when they first started dating, he didn't know how to speak any Chinese, and she couldn't speak any English. So, like, the first, like, 6 dates, they brought on a translator.
Like a person?
Yeah.
Wow.
A translator. So it was like a table for 3 instead of a table for 2. Like, it's so awkward. It's so bad for the translator.
I know. There's a couple like that in my building, and they, everywhere they go, they get by, but they use like an app, like a Google Translator app.
I've seen that before, too. Do you think that you'd ever be able to be in a relationship like that?
Please. I find it hard enough to date girls who do speak English.
Yeah? How so?
It's just like a... It's not a language barrier, but it's like a cultural barrier.
Yeah.
TV shows, movies, music I grew up on, it just goes way over their heads.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you on that one. It's been really hard for me to connect, you know, with my friends at that level.
I just want to be with somebody who understands what I'm talking about when I say, like, no soup for you.
Ah, don't piss off the soup Nazi.
Yes.
It's the best soup in town.
Okay, I had this ex-girlfriend, and I was trying to watch Seinfeld with her, like, because I had the DVDs.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't get it. It just seems like about nothing. And I'm like...
But that's the whole point.
Exactly.
An aerial view of a brightly lit street market at night. Josh and Ruby wander past the stalls. They try on sunglasses. He points at ornaments of waving cats. He holds up a tiny blouse against himself. She waves a miniskirt in front of him. He holds up a selfie stick. She bargains for it with a stall holder.
My life. No, they said it was 120 for both.
80.
It's tough. We're gonna walk away.
That's all right. That's the thing about negotiating. You gotta be up here and walk away.
Okay.
We'll buy it here for 120.
He picks up 2 balls and shakes them by his ear. She waves a fan. He tries to open one. He holds up an I Love Hong Kong sign.
You gotta work on your negotiations.
I'm terrible.
Like, if they say 25, that really means like 10.
160, 160. No, 160, 170. 170.
150. You're screwing something up.
A stall holder opens a fan. He plays with a robot.
Like the Batmobile.
Like Jagger. Wait, what? This is mine too.
You designed this?
Yes, I did. Where did you get these? What are these doing here?
They're cute.
Yeah, they are very cute. I designed them. He's totally ripping me off.
Well,
can I call the police?
You can take it as a compliment. You know you've made it when you've been ripped off in China.
They're cute. Cute.
They're
cute.
They're very cute. Very good. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Silver lining.
Hey man, do you have the Lady Baba?
Okay, thank you.
I can't find that
thank
anywhere.
You. We're not gonna support that.
All right. This is the place.
Yum. Really looking forward to this fresh crap.
Fresh live crap on a sign.
Don't worry about that.
Great. Thank you.
No, sorry.
God. I love this. I know, I was really hesitant at first, but this is really good.
I can see that you like it.
You know, I can tell.
Why?
Because you have it all over your face.
Okay.
No, other side. Other side.
Okay.
No, here. Hold on. It's been driving me crazy. I think I got it. There you go.
Thank you.
Girl.
Sorry. That's the eater.
Hey, to eat politely is not to eat at all.
Is that another Josh quote?
It is. Yours truly.
So do you come here often?
Wow, sounds like you're hitting on me. I used to. Not so much anymore.
Oh, yeah, why not?
I don't know. Sam doesn't really like it that much.
Sam is your...
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam. That's my girlfriend. Sorry. Yeah, Samantha.
Not her kind of place?
No, not really. She likes, more like sushi and French places with ceilings,
and
comfortable seats, air conditioning, expensive bills.
Sounds like a delicate flower.
No, no, she's tough as nails, actually.
Oh.
She grew up in China, not poor, but kind of poor. But she managed to make her way through college on a full scholarship to UPenn.
It's really impressive.
Yeah, she's worked really hard to get to where she's at.
What does she do?
She's a banker.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how does she take you quitting your job?
You know.
Uh-oh. Not so good, huh?
For someone like her who's worked so hard for every opportunity, I think it's difficult for her to understand why someone would just throw it all away.
Well, you're not throwing it away.
Yeah, I know I'm
technically.
But... it's an ongoing discussion, I guess.
She sips her beer from a plastic cup.
All right, I've had a couple beers. I'm gonna say something I usually probably wouldn't have, so please don't be offended.
Okay.
I just think it's a little weird that she doesn't understand why you want to write or why she doesn't come to one of your favorite restaurants.
Well, do you and Greg agree on everything?
No, we don't, but, you know, we've been together long enough where we've kind of ironed out those important things.
Those things meaning what?
You know, it's not just about likes or dislikes. It's about supporting each other through their goals and dreams.
She supports me. I don't want to give you the wrong impression that she doesn't support me.
Ruby looks apprehensive. A couple sits beside them.
That's another thing that I can't seem to get used to.
What? Oh. You get to a place where you don't even notice.
Can't imagine not noticing.
They all look at each other.
Mosi.
Sorry. Should we get out of here?
They walk down a street, avoiding looking at each other.
Hey, so I'm really sorry about before. I didn't realize that you and Sam were so serious.
You've only been going out for 2 years.
2 years is a long time.
It's not that long.
It's long enough for the two of you to hit milestones together.
I guess.
Did you guys do the whole meet the parents thing?
She's met mine, yeah.
But you haven't met hers?
They don't know I exist. It's complicated. They're not crazy about their daughter dating Aguila. But no, I mean, things are good with us overall. She's got a lot she wants to accomplish career-wise. Neither one of us are really ready to settle down yet. So. Plus, she's a little younger.
How much younger is a little younger?
Does it really matter?
Josh. Which birthday was she celebrating when you first met?
24th.
24th?
Yeah. I'm not that much older, okay?
So typical.
What? What do you mean typical?
You're practically a decade older, but that's okay.
So it's not like I'm one of these 60-year-old guys chasing around 20-year-olds.
Yeah, not yet. But how do you think it all starts?
Okay, what is the right age that I should be dating then?
Let's see. I would say if you're 35, late 20s, early 30s.
How old are you again?
That has nothing to do with this conversation.
Just curious. How old?
I'm 30.
Oh. How age appropriate.
A couple sings in an open-fronted karaoke bar. The man waves to Josh as they stop to watch.
Nope. Are they any good?
I don't know. These are your people. This is your cultural heritage. You should know this.
I don't know anything about Chinese opera.
Josh starts to dance, clicking his fingers. Ruby laughs.
Well, from one starving artist to another, I should probably tip her.
Oh, that's very nice.
He puts some change in a bowl.
Thank you.
Can I cash?
Yeah, it's grown on me.
Josh and Ruby walk away. The opera singer continues.
So when are you gonna take your own advice, drop the teddy bears, and open up a clothing boutique, huh?
I don't know. I think I may stick with singing animals for a while.
Really?
Yeah. You know, for a long time I held fashion in such a high regard, but it is actually much more difficult constructing a three-dimensional toy than it is a piece of clothing.
Huh.
I just don't think that I appreciated it because I didn't really spend a lot of time at the factories, but now I do.
Huh. It's last year you were kind of...
What, above it all?
Hello.
Yeah.
Shut up. Well, you know, I used to dream of, like, seeing my designs at Bergdorf's and Barney's, but now I get to see it every Walmart and drugstore chain in the country.
Yeah, and they buy quantity.
Exactly. This one time I was at Walgreens, I saw this father buying one of my toys for his daughter.
Uh-huh.
Actually, like, brought a little tear to my eye. I know, it's super cheesy, but...
It's not cheesy, it's cute.
Hello, 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 come. My birdie tell you fortune, okay?
Bird fortune teller.
It's like a tourist trap.
Oh, yeah, it's so awesome.
Love you, Stubby.
Please sit down.
Aww.
Right. So we speak French, Italian, German, English, American English?
English.
American English.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, lady first, okay?
Yes.
What would you like to know? Fortune, health, study, love, what?
Love.
Of course. Ladies want to know about love.
Always.
Okay. First, you shuffle the card, okay? Because it's your fortune.
There.
Okay. Now we give it to the birdie to pick, okay?
Okay.
The birdie will decide your fortune. We put it here, and then we let the birdie out, okay?
Whoa!
Oh.
Hey!
Oh my god, it's so cute!
Okay, that's pretty cute.
Aww. What's he doing?
He's in sight.
Oh! Oh my god! Oh, that was awesome!
Okay. Okay. I'm impressed.
So, here is your fortune.
Oh, thank you.
You read, okay?
Love can be likened to a tree. When it is blossoming, wait for fruit with patience. Of course, the precondition of our marriage is that both of you have a disposition for getting along well. Thank you for your HK $50. That's it.
But the birds were cute, right?
Oh, sorry. No good?
It's good.
Oh, birdie, no good.
No, it's fine.
Okay, never mind. I tell you fortune, for real, okay? No touch.
Oh, you know what? I'm actually all fortuned out, but why don't you do him?
I tell your fortune,
yes.
Okay?
Tell my fortune,
okay,
yes.
Good. Come here.
Oh.
I tell your fortune from your face.
Oh, okay. This is how you're doing it? Okay.
My God.
What? Everything okay?
Very big nose.
Is that a fortune or is that just like a statement?
No. Big nose means much money, okay?
Oh. Wow.
Lots of money.
Should I be
okay?
offended by this?
Not at all.
It doesn't
sound.
He hasn't
gotten to your ears
okay.
yet.
But you have to wait until you are 40.
Oh.
Big nose, much money when you are 40.
Till I'm 40, all right.
Right. Are you married?
Me? No.
I think maybe come very close.
Yes.
I think maybe you were engaged.
I was.
Ah, too bad, right? But never mind. New love coming.
Yes, thank you. You can tell all this by my nose, huh?
No, no, I can tell it from the young lady. The way you look at each
You're
other,
good.
Okay?
Oh, You're no. good. Hey, all right, well, thank you.
Good.
You have a beautiful nose
thank
as well,
you.
Sir.
Thank you.
Much money, yeah?
For, yeah,
for
good.
The birds, okay? For the birds.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You very much.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll be back when I'm 40.
Thank you. Good luck.
If you're right.
They walk away and step off a curb to cross a road. They glance at each other. Ruby's smiling.
What?
So you were engaged once.
There it is, 10 minutes. I knew you were gonna ask me.
What happened? I mean, we don't have to talk about it.
I don't care, I'll talk about it. We were young and stupid. We met right after graduation and we got engaged 3 weeks later. Yeah, she was an American Lit major. So we took a day trip up to Sleepy Hollow and I got on one knee right on Washington Irving's grave.
Aw, that's impulsive and weirdly romantic.
Yep. And then she cheated on me. With my friend.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's...
That's awful.
It's actually, it's fine. It all worked out for the best. You know, I came here for a job. I was only supposed to be here for a year.
Sounds familiar.
11 years later.
Can I end up here for that long?
Hey, you never know.
Yeah, I guess you don't. Oops.
Is he trying to Skype you?
Sorry. No, no, it's just my Outlook reminder for a Skype call later.
Wait, you're what?
I know. It's pretty dorky, but he likes to send me an Outlook reminder for his Skype dates.
Wow,
he says that it makes him happy to see it in his calendar, so.
I guess that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, he is really sweet.
So how long have you and Greg been,
5 years.
Yeah?
On and off. Yeah.
So when we met, you
off
were...
Off again, obviously.
Hey, I don't know. What's next for you two? Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
No worries.
My turn. Hello. Hey. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm gonna be there. I just got caught up with something. Okay, I'm coming. Sorry. Bye.
Sam?
No. It's my friends. They're musicians. They're playing at this little spot over in Hong Kong.
Oh.
You wanna come?
No, thanks.
She's not gonna be there.
I wasn't thinking that.
Okay, then forget I said it. It'll be a good opportunity for you to meet some new people. Come on.
No, I don't know. I just, it'd be weird.
You're being weird. It's practically on your way home. Come on. Let's split a cab.
I'm not being weird.
You're being weird. Let's just go. They're a good band.
Fine, only if you can find a cab.
All right. This is weird.
Everyone knows you can't find a Cross Harbor taxi at this time.
But there's usually a long line of taxis here. Here we go.
Josh raises his arm. A cab stops.
No?
See?
Come on.
Told you. Maybe it's a sign.
Sign of what?
That I should just take the train home.
No. That's not happening. We're getting a taxi.
All right, I'm going to give you one more shot.
Okay. Take those odds. Here we go. This is the one.
Josh waves his hands at a cab, then bends to gesture to the driver. Brightly colored neon signs in Chinese. They sit in the cab. Josh smiles and glances at Ruby, who smiles back. They are driven up a busy, brightly lit road, hung with neon signs. People on a balcony over the entrance to a club. Ruby and Josh climb stairs to the room where the band is playing. Josh shakes hands with a man.
Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, Josh.
This is Ruby.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Is everything working?
Good.
You tell them I said hello.
Told you.
Thank you.
Josh takes off his shoulder bag.
Want a drink? Yeah.
I'll have a beer. Thank you.
He goes to the bar. Arms folded, Ruby smiles and looks down. Josh returns with two cans of beer.
Yep.
They toast each other, then drink from the cans. They stand at the back of the room watching the band. They glance at each other and smile. Why you would wait for me?
Show you this picture.
No.
10 minutes after we met, and this got me into a lot of trouble.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
I told Sam what happened that night, and then she saw this photo 3 months later. And she was like, "But you didn't tell me she was that pretty."
Whatever.
Thank you very much.
We're going to come for one more song. What do you guys want to hear?
Arts!
Arts!
Is that their big one?
Big one.
Yeah.
Couples start dancing. Josh and Ruby watch. Josh puts down his beer can.
Okay, come on. Let's go.
He takes her hand and leads her onto the dance floor. They dance together, smiling at each other. She smiles as he dances more quickly. He slows down and gazes at her. He twirls her around, then holds her close. She puts her arms around his neck and gazes up at him. They dance slowly. He looks at her intensely. He bows his head as they dance. A Chinese woman approaches them.
Josh? How's it going?
Monica, good. This is my friend, Ruby.
Hi, I'm Monica, Sam's friend, his girlfriend.
She knows Sam, yeah.
What are you doing here?
We just came here to see Knots and X's. Support the guys.
Well, it was really good seeing you.
Yeah, you too.
Tell Sam I said hi.
I will. Good to see you. Bye.
Ruby raises her eyebrows.
Excuse me.
Josh looks chastened.
Wait.
Hey, Josh, we're taking off.
Oh, you guys are taking off?
Yeah.
Why don't you come over sometime, man?
Yeah, I will, I promise.
Check out the new...
Ruby is on a balcony lighting up a cigarette, looking somber. She puts the cigarette packet on top of the wall and fishes out her phone from her large bag. She cuts off a call from Dan.
You okay?
Yep, just needed some air.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's pretty awful.
Can I get one of these?
She nods. He takes a cigarette out of the packet.
Yeah.
He lights the cigarette and blows out smoke, staring ahead. He looks down, then shakes his head. He looks at her. She raises her eyebrows.
What are we doing?
He shrugs.
Smoking a cigarette?
She looks serious.
I don't know. What do you mean?
I mean this whole night.
Look.
What are we doing?
I know where you're going with this, but really, we're just hanging out. Right?
She seems unconvinced. He smokes.
I don't know.
Ruby smokes. Josh seems awkward, then turns to look at her. She bows her head and stamps out her cigarette.
I need to get going.
She picks up her cigarettes and lighter.
Should we split a cab?
Yeah, that's fine.
She walks away. He has a last drag on his cigarette, then drops it and follows her. They walk along an empty street with a distance between them. Josh raises his arm as a cab approaches. The cab stops as they stand either side of it. They both get in the back. Subtitles, driver, where to? Josh, we need two stops.
Go ahead, longer the phone. Okay, which address?
Ridgeview Terrace on Square Street, thanks.
The cab sets off. Ruby stares solemnly out of the window. Josh gazes out of the window on his side with a sad expression.
Does she appreciate your stupid quotes?
Does he appreciate your sassy attitude all the time?
Goes right over his head.
That's good, I guess.
She looks down.
It's not fair for them.
He looks at her.
We haven't done anything.
I don't want to be a cheater.
Neither do I. But we're not.
I'm talking about emotionally cheating, not just...
Right. It's hard to define.
You know when you feel it.
Look, I don't think we should beat ourselves up over this. Maybe just by virtue of the fact that we can have a night like this.
Two.
Exactly, two nights like this. Maybe that means that we should take a look at our relationships and, I don't know, reevaluate.
He watches her as she looks down and sighs.
He's coming this weekend.
Who, Greg?
Daniel. His name is Daniel.
Daniel? Wow. He's way off.
And he's helping me pack up. My ear is up next week. And the suit was for our engagement party.
He seems surprised.
You're engaged?
Sorry, I know. I should have told you sooner. It's just such a new thing for me. I'm not really used to the idea yet.
You're not wearing a ring.
We're picking out one together when he gets here. It's just more cost efficient that way.
Good old sensible Greg. Did he propose over Skype too?
No. We discussed it together. It was a decision we made.
Very, very romantic.
Not everyone can be as impulsive as you.
He looks upset.
I'm happy for you, Ruby. I am.
She shakes her head and smiles ruefully.
Except now I just... I don't know what I want.
He watches her with an earnest expression. The cab stops in a small empty street. The driver turns to look at them.
Okay, Gola.
Just one second.
Vaidya, meet up running.
Just keep it running. It's okay. What are you saying, Ruby?
I don't know. This night just threw me for such a loop.
Me too.
I don't want to hurt him.
I don't want to hurt her.
Subtitles. Driver, hey, can you hurry up? Do you want one more stop? Josh turns and looks at Ruby, waiting for a response. They stare at each other. Josh tilts his head to one side questioningly. She looks at him, then the driver. The end.